Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, just like most adults, young people are watching and reading more news during the pandemic, but how teens get their information has changed dramatically over the years, and much of what they see is inaccurate, can cause anxiety. KYW's Suzanne Monahan takes a look.
Flashback to major news events in the 80s.
In my house, we had TVs only in the family room. So if a kid wanted to find out what was going on in the world, they were in the family room watching this news coverage with the rest of the family or parts of the family. So I think there was more opportunity for parents just to inherently see what kids were consuming and then how they were processing it.
Founder of cyber safety consulting Liz Repking says teens today get most of their news from unreliable sources.
They're getting most of their news from their social media feeds. They're getting it from what they're seeing on Instagram through people's stories. They get it on Snapchat through the Discover component of that app.
So it's important to give them accurate information and create opportunities to talk about it.
One thing that I do with my kids a lot is I print out articles or I email them articles and I just politely ask them, can you read this when you get a chance?
Then during the discussion, let them talk about their feelings on the content and make sure they understand it. Suzanne Monahan, KYW News Radio.